Greetings and welcome to episode number 148 of Offbeat Tracks.
146.
140. Oh, wait, did I get ahead of myself?
I thought it was 146. I put 140.
Oh, you're right. I am. I'm too ahead of myself.
It's 140 something.
146. You downloaded the correct episode.
Yay.
Go you. And hey, speaking of downloading episodes, real quick, wanted to let everyone know that I added our RSS feed, a direct link to that on our homepage, which is offbeattrackscast.com. So if you prefer using a third party podcasting app rather than having to like find us on the official stores, you can subscribe to us directly. Conveniently through that link. Sorry, don't know why I hadn't done that before, but it's there now. So subscribe away using whatever app you please.
That was a beautiful segue.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Accidental. Beautiful.
Yeah. Or was it?
Ooh.
So today, in fact, that's a good opening for this episode because we're going to get very philosophical today at times, I think. And it's in the nature of the band recovering because they're called Will to Power.
Yay.
Which is a philosophical thing.
Love it when, you know, freestyle and Nietzsche come together.
Yeah, I really should have asked my brother on this episode because, like, he was a philosophy major in college and he could actually speak to this stuff and we just are going to sound like some dumb asses, but that's fine. Yeah, Will to Power. So let's do background on the group here. Will to Power is, to me, like, the most late 1980s Florida thing that has ever happened.
Absolutely.
Like, when you think of Florida in the 80s, like, Will to Power is the exact snapshot of what Florida was like in the mid to late 1980s.
And, like, all of their music video shots are, like, at a balcony at a condo by the beach.
Yes.
It's, like, literally every child vacation
spot
in Florida that I ever went to.
Yes. So if you were into the game GTA Vice City, like, Will to Power should have just been the soundtrack of every radio station in that entire game.
Yes, exactly.
So
how many lines of coke do you think were done with Will to Power in the background?
Oh man, I bet if there were a way to scientifically prove that, like, the cocaine done in the 80s, like, versus the soundtrack of the music that was playing at the time, I bet Will to Power would have a much higher ratio than one would
think.
Someone
do that who has a lot of time on their hands, who won't get distracted 5 minutes in.
So the core of the group is Bob Rosenberg. He kind of is Will to Power, all right? And Bob Rosenberg is from Philadelphia, but moved to Florida at some point for school and was definitely based in Florida.
I mean, became Florida man.
Yes, he is. Like, yes, yes, thank you. Bob Rosenberg is Florida man, exactly.
I don't think he's done anything stupid that's gone viral or anything, but...
Oh, that's such a good way to put it. I love that. Yeah. Yes, Bob Rosenberg is Florida man. I love that. Bob Rosenberg was a radio DJ in Florida by the mid-80s, and he got into remixing. And he was, like he figured out pretty quickly that he was quite good at it. And he remixed some records for a few other people and that had big hits. And then he kind of was just thinking to himself, like, hey, I should try making my own music. He, by the way, is the son of Gloria Mann, who had a couple of pop hits in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Also, real quickly, I do want to give credit to this wonderful interview with Bob Rosenberg I found from just a couple of years ago, done by a guy named Charlie Rodriguez. And it was like before Will to Power was going to play some freestyle fest down there. But Charlie Rodriguez did this wonderful interview with Bob Rosenberg. And watching his interview filled in some of the knowledge gaps that I was not able to fill in from old news articles and such, which is my usual tactic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you very much. And that that interview, if you want to watch it in its entirety, will be on our website on this episode's page. So, yeah, Bob Rosenberg, son of pop singer Gloria Mann, was a radio DJ by the mid-80s in Florida, of course.
In Florida, of course.
And decided after he realized he was good at doing remixes, hey, I should make my own music. So he made this song. He had done the instrumentals. He had this whole thing written out, a song that was... God, what am I even trying to say here? He wrote all of the music for the song, but didn't have any lyrics for it. So he had produced this entire song. And then his sister Robin passed away. And this was late 1986. I believe he said it was August 1st, 1986 in the interview. So he wrote the lyrics of this song about his sister Robin, who had just passed away. And that song became Dreamin', which was the first Will to Power single.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's talk about that name Will to Power for a sec, too. So it's like, it's a Nietzsche thing. I don't, philosophy's not my bag. I don't really understand
it. Yeah, I tried to like look it up, and then I saw something about like, well, it's a Nietzsche thing, and it's a nihilist idea, but he didn't exactly define it all the way, so people just argue about what it means. And then I was like, I'm not reading about this anymore.
Well, I think that the idea is that Freud, who was, you know, everything was related to sex, right? They called his idea the will to pleasure, And then you had Frankl, whose was the will to meaning. And then you have Nietzsche, the will to power. So it has to do with, like, what is the fundamental driving force of humans? And Nietzsche thought that it was power, whereas Freud thought it was sex.
Why do you think Bob chose power? I would go will to pleasure.
Yeah,
sounds like a much better band name to me.
In retrospect, it does feel like will to pleasure. Or
will to meaning sounds awful.
Will to meaning does. Like, literally either one would have made more sense for some of the music they would make later on.
Yeah, will to pleasure sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does. So, Eddie, let's go back to Dreamin'. So, as we said, so Bob wrote this song. Ended up writing the lyrics to it about his sister Robin, who had just passed away. And this became a big old hit in early 1987. By spring 87, he released it on his own record label, which was just like a thing that people could do in the 80s, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it became a number 5 dance hit. And it did crack the Hot 100 also. It peaked at number 50.
Which is crazy to me.
Yep. The lead vocals on it were performed by Ali Lorenzo, who was one of the original members of Exposé.
Yep.
If you ever heard the original version of Point of No Return, that's her. And that's her vocals on this record. So that's cool.
It's very cool. Yeah, this song is so freestyle 101.
Yeah, it's very freestyle.
Yeah, it's very good.
The other vocals were done by Susie Carr, who is like the face of Will to Power. Like, yes. when you think like the lady from Will to Power, Susie Carr is probably who you're picturing, mm-hmm. even though she did not do most of their vocals, which we'll get to that. But the other vocalists, they were credited as Rachel and April Newman. And in the Charlie Rodriguez interview I mentioned, Bob Rosenberg said those were his cousins.
Oh.
So there you go.
Interesting.
A little bit of a family affair there.
Oh, okay.
And he also mentioned this dude, Fro Sosa. I'm going to mention Fro Sosa because Bob made a big deal about him. He called him the godfather of the Miami sound. And so I guess Fro Sosa was like, helped Bob produce Dreamin'.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Fro Sosa.
Fro Sosa is a very cool name.
Very good name.
So yeah, Dreamin' was released regionally first, because again, that was a thing people did in the 80s. It was like, hey, this record is big in Miami, or this is big in New York, but like nobody else knows about it right now. And it became a regional hit on Thrust Records, and then that was what got Will to Power picked up by Epic. So Epic picked up Dreamin', pressed it, and spread it out nationwide.
Wow, okay.
And then they had their first hit. And yeah, as far as the song, it's great. It's if you like freestyle music, you're going to like Dreamin'.
Yeah, and I also was very surprised because I was reading about it when I first listened to it, because I'd never heard this one before. And I was like, oh man, I did not realize this was about a dead girl, but okay. It was just interesting. It's a nice little twist when you find out the meaning.
Yeah, it does, because like, I mean, it does feel sort of like you assume that it's about a breakup.
Yeah.
So yeah, actually finding that it was a very sweet tribute to his sister, mm-hmm. I kind of like that. It cries right. So Will to Power's actual album came out in March of 1988, and it was self-titled. Didn't do super, super, super well on the chart. It was number 68 peak on the 200. The next single was Say It's Gonna Rain, which if you love freestyle, you're going to love this one. Again, the lead vocal was by Susie Carr on this, and Ali Lorenzo apparently still there on the backup vocals. But this is also where I wanted to mention Elin Michaels, because I think that she was on this record. She, if you look at the credits, I think that she just has a general vocal credit on the entire album, whereas the others all get broken down by track. But I think she has a general vocal credit, which to me implies that she's like on all of these songs.
Yeah.
So Elin Michaels is like the voice that you actually are associating with Will to Power. So this is kind of strange. So like Bob Rosenberg is the dude. He's the producer. He is Will to Power. Susie Carr, I see her as like the face of Will to Power that you think of when you think of Will to Power. But Elin Michaels is like actually most of the voice you're hearing is Elin Michaels.
So basically you're saying that all the women are interchangeable. It's very misogynistic. But it's, no, that's kind of what it is. It's
I'm
just
saying
like,
that
who is it?
Will to Power is a real just, it's a real goulash of freestyle.
It's goulash. Yes. It's a goulash of freestyle.
Say It's Gonna Rain is really dope. It's got this really, really kicking like freestyle beat.
Oh yeah, it's just more freestyle 101. It's this, just if you like to dance, you're gonna dance.
This is even more of a dance song than Dreamin', I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
So now we get to the song that you probably know by Will to Power. if you've only ever heard one song, it's this one. It's their medley cover of both Baby, I Love Your Way and Freebird.
And it's, this song always reminds me of you, because I remember you always really liked Will to Power in high school.
I did.
And I remember we went to like some homecoming dance together, but not like as dates, but we went right. together and we right. got there first. And so we got to do requests for like two songs, and this one you requested.
Oh, man.
We were just out in the middle of the gym just like dancing to this song.
Really? The guy played it?
Yeah, it was probably my
funny.
Senior year. Yeah,
it was. I totally wish that I remembered that.
I totally remember it. So it always, because I was never that crazy about Will to Power. But they're like, fine, but I always associate this with you.
That is hilarious, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
This was a big old number one hit.
Which is insane to me, but okay.
Also, yeah. You are going to love this. I've been so just waiting for like a week to tell you this story.
I'm glad I'm already sitting down.
Yeah, you should be. This also came from the Charlie Rodriguez interview. So we were laughing earlier about how Bob Rosenberg basically is Florida Man.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Rodriguez asks him, like, hey, so why those two songs? Swear to God, Bob Rosenberg says, well, I was in a tanning bed and Baby, I Love Your Way was playing. And because the fan in the tanning bed was so loud, he thought it was Freebird. And so that's literally where the idea for this song came from. Like, tell me a more Florida situation than that.
He thought the fan was Freebird?
No, because the fan was drowning out Baby, I Love Your Way just enough.
That's what
he heard Freebird.
Okay,
and that's
that.
Where the idea came from.
Okay,
and again, tell me a more Florida story than that.
There is not one on earth.
There
is not. Also, what I always think of with this song as well is that, remember like Glee seasons 1 and 2 where they did their like quote unquote mashups, but
sure.
really I think they're medleys.
Sure.
It's just this. Like, this inspired Glee seasons 1 and 2.
Oh.
This is, like, literally what they did. It was every single song arrangement.
I think I could agree with that.
Not that I watched Glee. I didn't admit that. I didn't admit it.
Bob also mentioned right after that after he, like, immediately he got that idea, right? And then he refused to go back and listen to Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way or Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. So he just totally did it from his memory beyond that because he liked the idea so much and he didn't want to lose what was going on in his
own
brain.
Smart.
So that's why when the lyrics are wrong in their version, that's why. Because he just, his brain, if he fudged a lyric, he just kept it that way.
That's interesting. And that makes sense.
But I really like that. I actually think that's very artistically, that's a very artistically sound approach. Don't you
think?
Yeah.
Especially if you have this idea in your head. And I mean, I get that. I'm remembering it exactly the way that it works in my head, but I'm afraid if I hear that song again,
right,
I'm going to remember it the way it was.
Right.
I don't want it.
Right. And you're like, no, I got a good thing going here. Exactly.
I highly respect that. That's cool.
Susie Carr, by the way, did the lead vocals on that, and she's the blonde lady in the music video. That's
yes.
her. Fading Away was the next single. Again, a Susie Carr lead vocal. A number 65 hit in the U.S., but a number one dance single here.
Yeah, it's such a great pop song.
Yeah,
this is a great song.
This is like more of a dance pop song. It definitely is freestyle twinged.
Yes,
but
it's pop.
It's not as straight up freestyle as the first two dance hits that they had. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I love this. And I'm actually a little surprised that they did not have a bigger pop hit with this.
I agree. I feel that way about Will to Power because I think that they're known for their, you know, two main hits, I think. But it's not representative of what Will to Power is to me. Will to Power is like freestyle. It's fun. It's dance. And that's not what hit big. And I find that so interesting.
Well,
I don't know why that is.
What's interesting to me about Will to Power is like you just, you know, I mentioned earlier that they are just the most Florida thing.
Yeah.
Because to me, the two things I associate with 80s music in Florida is these great straight up pop numbers and freestyle music.
Mm-hmm.
And Will to Power did those two things. So
yeah.
That to me is what makes them the most Florida thing.
Okay.
Tell me all your deep confessions. I'm yours forever. I'm here to stay. Oh.
They also shot a music video for that one, by the way, with, again, with Suzy Carr. I wanted to talk about one more track from this album. This wasn't a single. It's just an album cut that I liked. It's called Antisocial. And I don't know why. This song always just makes me laugh.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I get very tickled when, like, people are, like, singing lyrics about very serious things, especially in the context of a dance song. Like, remember in 19 by Paul Hardcastle?
Oh, God.
Like, I always lose it every time with the, whose average age was 19?
Yes.
Like, same kind of thing here, just like, people like to say he's antisocial. Like, like it's even funnier, like, to have him sing it first, but, like, then having the background singers repeat it. This is just hilarious to
it's
me,
like
man.
It's like the great chorus.
Yes, exactly.
Which is always funny.
Just, I don't know why it's so funny to me, but it is.
Okay. Antisocial.
Also, by the way, Donna Allen, one of the backing vocalists on that track. Yeah. Our good Donna. Buddy Donna Allen.
Florida woman.
Florida woman, Donna Allen, that's right.
Florida woman.
Florida Donna woman Allen. And former cheerleader, Donna Allen. So Will to Power's next resurgence into the world of music would come 2 years later when they had a hit in the summer of 1990. And I'm so glad earlier you mentioned that Will to Power had two hits, because most people, I think of Will to Power as one-hit wonders just for the Baby I Love Your Way Freebird medley, which, by the way, they subtitled Free Baby. I've seen that on a couple pressings where they put in parentheses Free Baby.
I reject it.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's not do that. I meant to mention that earlier. Like, Free Baby, like, what are we doing here? So anyway, June 1990, Will to Power scores their second top 10 hit with another cover of the 10cc song I'm Not in Love. And dude, I'm gonna be honest with you, as covers go, this slaps.
It's up there. Yeah.
This is a great
cover.
But
it's cover. Also like another like slow ballady thing, which is not necessarily what to me is Will to Power exactly. But that's what hits here. And I just find it so interesting because I think that they have hits elsewhere that they just don't have. I don't know. It's just very strange.
I think maybe you just need to restructure what you think of Will to Power as.
Maybe.
Because clearly these ballads are working for them.
This is my problem, I guess.
This was a number 7 hit in the U.S., and it was also a number 4 hit on the AC chart.
Yeah, I bet.
Elin Michaels did the lead vocal on this one, so we actually see Elin Michaels front and center. If there was a music video to this, I have never seen it and have not been able to find it. I do not think that they shot one. I could be wrong about that, but if I end up finding one, I will put it in the show notes for this, but I've never seen one. But yeah, I love this cover. I think the piano work in it is fantastic. I think it adds, you know, any good cover should take something that was great about the original and add to it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what I think they do here.
Yeah, I like it.
I love the piano part. I think it builds on an already very beautiful melody, beautiful song, and they did a great job with it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. All right. And so now we have to move to talking about another cover.
Which
this time
is
an upbeat cover.
The best cover. I love this.
Oh.
You knew I would love this.
I did not. I was not expecting this. Go on.
Okay. Boogie Nights is a fantastic song in general, the original. But I really like this too. I just really like it. It's a perfect song for like that kind of dancey pop kind of a thing. It's fun. Everybody's dancing. It's perfect for it. I don't know. I feel like you can't mess up Boogie Nights.
Who was the original Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Heatwave.
Oh, Heatwave. Yeah. Okay.
Rod Temperton.
Rod Temperton.
That's
yes.
Why you get that dope ass bass.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like it. I think this fits. It's hard to screw up Boogie Nights to me because it's just a fun song. As long as you have fun with it, and this song is fun.
It is. It's very
100%
fun.
Okay with it.
Boogie Nights, get that groove, let it take you higher. Boogie Nights, make it move, set the streets on fire.
Okay, so now we're going to get to, I just wanted to talk about the B-side of I'm Not In Love. And the only reason that I wanted to talk about this one is because when I did my first listen through of this album, front to back, for whatever reason, this was one that I came back to. And I didn't know at the time that this was the B-side of I'm Not In Love. I try to go in as, you know, with as little taint as possible, listening to anything. Yes. But this is called Fly Bird. And I liked it because I thought it was, you know, a nice callback to their first hit.
Yeah, it was
But in a way that wasn't, like, hacky, I guess. I don't know. Yeah,
it's not terrible.
They bring back some of the same piano samples and whatnot that they used in that. And I don't know. I thought it was a cute little song.
Yeah, it is cute. I did notice the bird thing immediately. And I was like, this is an interesting motif to try to get yourself pigeonholed into bird songs.
Yeah, bird songs, okay. Right.
Like, you know.
Like, settle down, Anne Murray.
This podcast is now canceled.
This is now an Anne Murray Stan podcast.
Okay, no more episodes then, because no one's going to get on that podcast. Yeah,
exactly. All right. So.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Oh, I don't believe that for a minute. So I'm listening to this album and I think I was out running and this song starts and I'm going, okay. And it like no singing. This is just Bob Rosenberg talking. And you know how like, okay, if you're our age, mid 30s, and you grew up basically anywhere in the South or where Republicans live, whatever. At some point in your youth, you got stuck in your buddy's car while his mustachioed dad was driving around and rattling off all the dumbest misinformed political opinions that you've ever heard that were 100% just straight out of Roger Ailes's mouth and then coming out of your friend's dad's mouth, and you just had to sit there and listen to it. Imagine 6 minutes of that over an Enigma beat. That's pretty much what this song is.
I agree. And I have one note that says no.
No, that's it?
No.
Okay.
No. I did enjoy your note because you put it, we make show notes. And in the note, he says, buckle in for this one. And I was like,
yep.
And I was in the middle, I was in the middle of work and I was stressed out. And I was like, I can't do this right now. And I took a break on note making because I was like, I can't do this right now. I can't buckle in for anything else.
So we haven't said the name of the song yet, by the way.
Oh, I just want to point that out. We don't need to.
It's called Koyaanis Katsi. And
What'd you call me, Bo?
this is also the name of a film from 1982 that's like an art film. I've never seen Koyaanis Katsi, but I've seen a movie that sounds a lot like it called Baraka that is just a series of like shots that of like life happening all over the world.
Barack Obama.
And this was scored by Philip Glass, the Koyaanis Katsi. And it's a word that means life out of balance. I'm not sure in what language. I assume some sort of Native American language. I don't know. Just this is exhausting. It's like, you know how like the whole meme about Pete Buttigieg is that he just like says these things that don't make any sense, but they just sound nice.
I think that's most successful politicians.
Yeah, that's just like this song.
Middle of the road.
This song is a lot of this.
Yes.
It's a lot of that. Just like
I can't. I think it doesn't help.
We can't ensure our freedom without freeing our insurer. Like it's just a lot of things like that.
Art cannot. It's like there's a lot of like art cannot be.
The only thing worse than an unarmed liberal is a liberal without arms.
Ooh.
I don't know. None of this is actually in the song.
Oh my God, I'm going to Instagram that.
But all of this could have like been in the song. And if you just would have been like, all right, yeah, sure.
Yep. I think it doesn't help in this is like whenever I hear crap like this and I know what Bob Rosenberg looks like and he's just like this long-haired dude with this ridiculous mustache and I just picture him like,
yeah, he does.
Saying this to me personally, I'm just,
I will say from the interview that I watched recently, his mustache has gotten better. In the 80s, he had a very like high school football coach mustache.
It was
a lot. Honestly, it is better now.
I'll say the word, which I don't say often. It's literally what my fiance looks like.
Oh my.
And is ridiculous.
Oh,
and I'm
my.
Always like, you want to take control of that? And he does not. And neither does Bob. But I will say that Bob, in that recent interview, if you look at it, is he or is he not turning into Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Because when I first clicked it and I saw it out of the corner of my eye before I looked at it directly, I thought it was Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Bob has a little dog thing going on. I can see that.
He's turning into him. It's the tanning.
I do want to say here, and this is the kind of thing that happens on this show now where I say something that gets Danielle to roll her eyes and wonder why she does this. I am going to say, though, it was refreshing a bit to me. I realized after how annoying this song was that the band was, I got to say, kind of at least living up to having a philosophical name. Like, they actually made an effort to get philosophical for 6 minutes.
No one was asking.
It wasn't great, but...
No one was asking them to, though.
I just want to say.
Okay, I guess you committed to it. You finished it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
And I mean, like, also, we didn't mention this when we were talking about the Baby, I Love Your Way Freebird medley, but that music video literally starts with a shot of the Nietzsche book, Will to Power. Like, it's right there. So, anyway, I just wanted to say... I think that this does bring their whole philosophical thing full circle.
Doesn't it just feel like something, though, that, like if you go back and look at things that you thought were deep that you wrote at the age of, like, 17, and you're like, I know everything there is to know about life and philosophy and
right.
politics. And then, like, say, here I am now, almost 35, going back and reading that when I was, you know, 17. This makes me feel like this is that, but nobody stopped him from saying it out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, right. Well, I would be curious, like, honestly,
if I... It's the reason I deleted my live journal.
Right. If I ever met Bob Rosenberg, I think the first thing I would ask him is, what are your thoughts in 2020 about Koyaanisqatsi? Yeah, I think that's fair.
Do you stand by that?
I wish to stand apart, alone if need be, and hold up the ragged flag of reason. Reason with a capital R, sweet reason. The newest and rarest thing in human life. The most delicate child of human history. Knowledge is the antidote to fear. Be content with a little light, so it be your own. Explore, explore. Imitation is suicide, says Emerson. Speak what you think now in hard words, and tomorrow speak what tomorrow thinks in hard words again, though it contradicts everything you said today.
So just one more we wanted to talk about for one big obvious reason. In 1994, a single that came out, a cover of Sarah Smile with Donna Allen.
Because why not?
I love it.
I love it, too. It's
I love Donna Allen's part.
Yes.
Bob's vocals aren't great on this part.
Yes.
But,
and he looks
Donna sounds...
interesting on the album cover, which is very distracting yeah. if you're doing this on YouTube.
Yeah, this did not get released until, like, 2004.
Yeah.
I think, like, they put out an album in 2004 that was called Spirit something or other. Spirit Warrior or Spirit Tracks. I was going to say Spirit Tracks. That's a Legend of Zelda game.
I think it is like Spirit Warrior,
Spirit
Wanderer.
Yeah, something
things.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I think that it was essentially a collection of songs that he had put out over the last 10 years as Will to Power, including this one, Sarah Smile, and Donna Allen. Yay, Donna Allen. We love
it's
Donna
cute.
Allen.
It's fine, yeah.
When I feel cold, you want me. When I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me.
So I have a bit of confusion about the current state of Will to Power. I mean, if this is pure conjecture, let me just state that up front. But the evidence that I have to go on is that both Susie Carr and Bob Rosenberg are performing shows as Will to Power. You see them on like these Freestyle Explosion tours
yes.
or just doing these one-off shows here and there. And you can find live videos of both of them doing Will to Power songs. And they do the same songs. And Bob Rosenberg performs with Elan Michaels.
Yeah.
So it's like the two of them performing as Will to Power or Susie Carr performing as Will to Power. So I maybe they just have some sort of gentleman's agreement about it or who owns
yeah,
the name
I actually,
or what. I mean, maybe he's just like, sure, Susie, you can perform as Will to Power. They just have a handshake deal. I don't know what the deal is, but there are two different Will to Powers out there performing right now. Actively, best I can tell.
Yeah, I noticed that, and they have to know about each other.
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
I mean, I don't know, maybe they just...
And I mean, Bob mentioned Suzy Carr in the interview from a couple years ago that I found by name just one time when he's like talking about the people who sang on Dreamin'. And he's, you know, oh, my cousins, there's Suzy Carr, and, you know, go on. Like, so he mentions her. So, like, it doesn't seem like there's some weird animosity thing. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what's going on. But they are both, those two incarnations are out there performing as Will to Power.
It's the least litigious I've ever heard out of pop music.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, that's cool. I would be thrilled to see either incarnation. That's the truth. Yeah,
well, I've been, like, you know, a lot of the links that we have on here from, like, the freestyle, like, festivals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why
which
are we
never
not,
get to see because we don't live anywhere near where they do those in the Southwest.
Why are we
and
not
Southeast?
Taking a podcast field trip?
Because, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. I wish that stuff would happen in the winter so, like, I could go when it's cold. But I think that stuff
happens.
Maybe
we should try to do that. Maybe that should be 2020 goals. Like, hit one of these freestyle tours and just interview a bunch of people backstage. That'd be fun.
That would be really fun. And from what I can tell on a couple of these things, not that many people go. And there was, like, did you see one of the things that we'll link on the website? One of them is, like, Will to Power up there. You see Bob Rosenberg.
Oh, yes.
And they're, like, a group of people, but not that many. And none of them are dancing.
Yeah, and but like, that was a
Isn't
weird,
that
like...
Isn't the whole reason you go to a freestyle festival? Don't you dance?
That
you
looked
dance
like, I don't know that that was from a freestyle festival, the one you're talking about. And they were performing at, like, 2 in the afternoon. So I feel like a lot of the acts people were coming to see were probably at, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 at night. And they threw Will to Power on at 2 in the afternoon. So I think that was probably the deal there.
Yeah. But I was just like, I was
maybe,
trying
maybe
to
that's
get,
our 2020 goal.
I wanted to yell at these people.
Get to a
dance.
Freestyle tour and,
that'd be fun.
And interview people. That would be fun. Hey, in the meantime, while we're planning our trip, you can listen to all of our old episodes on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com, where you can also now subscribe directly to our RSS feed if you prefer to use a third-party app. We made that a lot easier for you, and sorry it took us so long to do that.
Yep. And we also have a Twitter account where all the youths are.
Yes.
At Offbeat Tracks.
Yes. So thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm Max.
And I'm Danielle.
See ya.